Muslim Brotherhood protesters have once again taken to the streets across Egypt ahead of the final results of the constitutional referendum. Deadly clashes erupted in the governorates of Cairo, Fayoum, Suez, and Minya between protesters and police forces as the country is waiting for the High Electoral Committee to announce the official results of the recent referendum.
The coup orchestrators are very weak and they will soon collapse, God willing. Whatever they do against us is useless because our revolution will continue despite their crackdown and we will end up victorious.
11 people were killed on the first day of the referendum and over 400 Muslim Brotherhood members were arrested over the 2 days of the vote. The vote was boycotted by the Muslim Brotherhood and its allies, including the 6th of April Youth Movement. The Muslim Brotherhood also called for week-long protests against the military leader Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and against the June 30th movement.
We'll continue to call for the downfall of Sisi and his associates because they are traitors and they stripped us from our freedoms and killed our children.
On the other hand, according to analysts, the interim government had hoped that a large turnout of voters will further legitimize the removal of Morsi from power and marginalize the Muslim Brotherhood. Unofficial tallies put the turnout at 39% in most governorates, significantly higher than the last constitutional referendum in which only 32% of eligible voters participated. For many, the constitutional referendum goes beyond the proposed articles and is about approving or not the military's actions since June 30th. And many speculate that it's testing the waters for Abdel Fattah al-Sisi being put forward for the presidency. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.